Their relationship had been all but over when she told him she was pregnant. If you could even call it a relationship. They'd gone out a couple of times. He'd pick her up in his Monte Carlo and take her to a pizza place where people seemed to know him. He'd pull out her chair and tell her she was pretty. He'd tell her that a couple of times over dinner, using it as filler for a conversation that faltered more than it flowed. They'd seen The Candidate with Robert Redford and The Getaway with Steve McQueen, neither of which he had particularly wanted to see, not that he'd asked. He'd just drive them to the movie theater and walk to the ticket window, tell the clerk what he wanted to see. Maybe that should have been her first clue. If you're going to the movies with your date, shouldn't you ask her what she wants to see? In the darkened theater with a bucket of popcorn between her legs, he'd played with her ponytail and whispered in her ear how pretty she was. Again. The second time, during the getaway, she'd let him touch her breast and almost liked it. Felt herself go hot between the legs. That night, he'd come back to her apartment and they'd slept together. But he didn't stay the night. She'd slept with him again a few times after that, but he stopped taking her out for pizza and movies. And then, just as she was starting to count on hearing his voice on the phone, feeling his arm on her shoulder, he faded out of her life. They all seemed to do that, didn't they? Seemed like one week they were together, but by the next, they were strangers. For a while, she had heard from him every night, which turned into every other night. Then her phone stopped ringing altogether. She'd look at it, sitting there on the kitchen counter, pick up the receiver to make sure it was working. She hadn't been raised to chase a man, to ask him out or ask why he'd stopped calling. So when she didn't hear from him, she never tried to reach him. Of course, she'd not been raised to let a man grope her in the theater and then sleep with him either. Anyway, he was nothing to her but a way to pass the time, a way to get over the man before him. How different the two men had seemed on the outside. The one before had been wealthy, treating her to fancy evenings in the city, buying her gifts, dresses and jewelry. He'd spoken French to her, and even though she didn't understand, she was impressed. Her mistake had been that he'd been her boss, and when he'd tired of her, he'd suggested that he'd make it comfortable for her to find another job. They were so different, this one and the one before. But in the end, they were all the same, weren't they? They got bored and wanted her to go away. Or they became distant and cold. Or violent, like this one. Her parents, both heavy smokers, had died within 2 years of each other, far too young. Her mother died slowly and terribly from emphysema, and her father from a sudden heart attack. She had no brothers and sisters, so she had no one to shame with her unwed pregnancy, but no one to turn to either. Maria was her only friend. A woman downstairs known to everyone as Madame Maria. The older woman made her living reading tarot cards in her apartment, giving guidance from the goddess, as she liked to say. Madame Maria had told her that a gift was on its way to her. Maria always said that. This time she was right. When she was sure, she went to see him. He asked her how she knew it was his. She started to really hate him then, and wondered how she could have ever given herself so cheaply to someone so undeserving. She assured him that she wanted nothing from him, had just wanted to give him the opportunity to be a father. He left her standing in a dark parking lot. It started to rain, just a light mist, as she listened to the rumble of his Monte Carlo driving off into the distance. It had been a mistake to go see him. She'd misjudged him. Had thought he might do right by her. Wrong again. Then, maybe it was guilt haunting him, or curiosity, or maybe even some latent capacity to love, but he started coming around when the baby was a few months old, and it seemed as if he might be taking an interest in being a father. But after a while, it was just like the movies. He thought